Hello, my name is Randy Fermenti from Louisville, Kentucky. My email address is n8kl@mindspring.com. And I'm here today to talk about Outlook Express and how to control your email. Now, a couple months ago, there was a review on Main Menu about a program called MailWasher. And while that program may be easier to use, and I think it has the feature where you can review what it's going to do and then tell it to either download or skip messages or delete them, I figure since we've already paid money for Windows XP and all the Microsoft software that comes with it, you should try using the filters in Outlook Express. And if it turns out that MailWasher does what you want, fine. If not, you can use Outlook Express for free. Now, with mail filtering, you can do three different things. The simplest thing you can do is to block senders. If you don't want to hear from a particular person, whether it's obnoxious or whatever you want, you can use the block senders function of Outlook Express. And that's a very simple but kind of a crude way of getting rid of spam, since many spam senders use, you know, phony addresses, and they can be changed very often. So it's not always possible to block a sender, to use the block sender function and get rid of much spam that way, although it can help. The second thing I'll talk about is how to create mail message rules so that you can either specify subjects that you consider spam, or you can specify from addresses that you consider spam. The third thing I'm going to talk about is how you can organize your messages into different folders. For example, if you get mail from the ACB list, you may want to store that in an ACB folder. The only bad thing about that is if you don't get very many messages from the list, and the ACB list is a very high volume list, so there's always messages there, you may forget to look in a particular folder. But I found it kind of useful. I didn't think I would, but I've made a rule to put it in an ACB folder, and it's nice to have all those messages grouped together. So the first thing I'll do is show you the block senders function of Outlook Express. I'm using a Windows XP machine with Eloquence and Total Recorder and Outlook Express. And I figure most people are somewhat familiar with Eloquence, so I've tried to set it at a reasonable speed, not terribly slow, but not terribly fast either, so hopefully it'll be a compromise and everybody will be happy. So I'll go ahead and go into Outlook Express.
Start menu. P equals programs, pull down A equals access pro. Property sheet Outlook Express, some errors occurred, space. Inbox Outlook Express, list view, no selected item.
Now I did that because I'm not connected. I have a dial-up connection and I'm not connected, and it tried to get my mail and I wasn't connected, so I got the error, so I just pressed the hide button. So we'll go into the, let's say there's some senders you don't want to hear from. I happen to have a few people, at least one person in my block senders list, and some of those are, I also have businesses in my senders list. Anyway, there are several different ways of getting to the block senders list. One of them is, it's in the tools menu, so I'll do an Alt-T.
T, Alt-F equals file pull down. Alt-F equals file pull down. Alt-T equals, Z equals synchronize all. B equals address book, CTRL shift B. D equals add sender to address book disabled. R equals message rules pull down.
Okay, you can go to message rules.
M equals mail, dialogue.
Now you can either hit enter on this and you'll be placed in a property sheet and you'll have the choice of mail message rules, news message rules, or block sender. But also what you can do is just arrow down.
N equals news, dialogue.
We're not going to do anything with news.
S equals block senders list, dialogue.
Block senders list.
List view messages from senders in the list below will automatically be moved to the deleted items folder for mail messages. Under not displayed for newsgroup messages. Property sheet message rules mail rules news rules block senders messages from senders in the list below will automatically be moved to the deleted items folder for.
Okay, so you got that. Anyone that you put in here is going to be put in the deleted folder. And depending on how you have Outlook Express set up, these messages can automatically be removed from the deleted folder when you close Outlook Express, and that's the way I have it. Or you can have it set up that you manually have to delete the items in the folder.
Button 8. List view messages from senders in the list button. That equals add. Dialog.
So I'm going to go ahead and add a person to this block senders list. So I'll press space on add.
Space. Edit box. That equals address dialog. Add sender type.
Okay. I'll just put a couple phony addresses in here. Bill.
B-I-L-L. At.
At junk.
J-U-N-K period C-O-M.
Junk.com.
Radio button check them equals mail messages 1 of 3.
And we have a choice of mail messages.
Radio button check them equals news messages 2 of 3.
News messages.
Radio button checked. I equals mail and news messages 3 of 3.
Or both. So we're just doing mail messages, so we'll just up arrow here and recheck that box.
Radio button, check them equals mail mess button, okay.
Okay, we'll press enter, there's space on okay.
Space, button A equals add, dialog, property sheet.
We'll add another one, I'll add, just for the heck of it myself.
Pen.
Oops.
List view message, button, that equals add, dialog, space, edit box, that equals address dialog.
Space on the add button again, and I'll put myself in here.
N8KL at MINDSPRIFG period COM radio button checked. M equals mail messages 1 of 3.
And,
button. Okay.
We'll just, press space on okay here.
Space. Button. That equals add. Dialog. Button. M equals modify. Dialog. Button. R equals remove.
These are all items in this block senders list.
Tab control. Block senders. Button. OK. Button cancel. List view messages from senders in the list below will automatically be moved to the deleted items folder for mail messages under not displayed for newsgroup messages. Dot.
OK, and here we have a list box.
Checked. Unchecked on 8klmindsprint.com. 8 of 8.
There's 8 messages. Now, I'm not sure why it says checked, unchecked. It has something to do with the way that I've labeled my graphics, which we're going to have to get to in a second. If I press space on that.
Space. Checked unchecked and 8klmindsprint.com 8 of 8. Space. Checked unchecked and 8klmindsprint.com 8 of 8.
Okay.
Checked unchecked billjunk.com 7 of 8.
So these messages are checked by default. And we can arrow through here.
Button. That equals add. Dialog.
We can add more to the list.
Button M equals modify. Dialog.
Modify the list.
Button R equals remove.
We can remove. And we'll go ahead and remove Bill, because that's just the silly address anyway, so we'll just press space on that.
Space. Button. Y equals yes. Dialog Outlook Express. Are you sure you want to remove the sender billjunk.com? Default button. Y equals yes. Button. N equals.
So.
Y. Button. R equals remove.
We'll just press Y on that. And I'm going to go ahead and remove myself from the list, since I don't want to. I'm occasionally do send myself some mail to test some stuff out here, so I'm going to go back.
Button. M equals. Button A equals add. List view messages from senders at checked unchecked and 8klmindsprint.com 7 of 7.
Okay.
Button. That equals. Button M equals modify. Button R equals remove. Space. Button Y equals yes. Dialog Outlook Express. Are you sure you want to remove the sender and 8klmindsprint.com? Default button Y equals. Y. Button R equals remove.
So I have just gone ahead and added and removed 2 entries. If you wanted to add those, keep those entries, you would not have removed them, and just you would have eventually gone to the OK button, which I'll go ahead and do now.
Tab control. Block set. Button OK. Space. Inbox Outlook Express. List view. No selected item.
So I had 6 other items in my list. I won't embarrass anybody by going through and saying who they are, but I would say the people that are there, you know, deserve to be there, so it's a matter of personal choice. The next thing I'll talk about is how to get rid of spam using the message rules and filtering that's already in Outlook Express. I think spam is a complete waste of time. It's an annoying irritation. I think it caters to people who are either very gullible or greedy. You're not going to get anything for nothing. They're not out there to help you. They're out there to get your money. And so one of the ways that you can stop spam is not to patronize any of these companies that send out this nonsense. For example, I'm just going to read off a few subjects here that you can guarantee is going to be spam. If you like these type of messages, then just don't put them in your spam filter. So I'm going to make a rule for spam regarding the subjects. Any messages that have these subjects in them will be considered spam and deleted from the server. The first subject is lose weight. Obviously, they're selling you something you don't want. At least I don't want. So throw that out. The other one is rent. Unless you're into rental business, you don't want to rent anything, whether it's DVDs or anything. The next one is gift. Well, gifts are nice, but nobody's going to give you a gift unless it's from someone you know. Real estate. Wants you to buy real estate. And unless you're in that business, it's obviously just garbage. Make money is another one to get rid of. If you're going to make money, you're not going to make it reading junk email. The other one is dental plan. I don't want to go to a dentist that's been recommended by some dude on the internet that you don't know. Lenders is another one. Same thing with mortgages. You don't want to get a mortgage from the internet unless you know something about it. The other one is savings. I already have four rules defined in my message rules for dealing with spam. And the way Outlook is set up, I really don't want to delete them because it's kind of tedious to enter everything in these rules. For example, in my subject rules, I have like 59 subjects that I don't want to hear from. In my from rules, I have another 30 that I don't want to hear from. So I'm going to pretend that they don't exist, and I'm going to create new rules from scratch. Now, when you run Outlook, it processes rules in the order, in a certain order, from the top rule to the bottom rule, or first rule to the last rule. So, in my configuration, the first rule that I have is keep messages. That means from the people that I designate, people in my from list, I'm going to always keep those messages regardless of what they are, even if it's something that I might later consider spam. And one of the things you can do with your rules is you can tell Outlook not to process any more rules for that given message. So in other words, if I get a mail from someone I want to keep, it's going to not process any more rules, so even though it violates a second or third rule down the road, it's still not going to be deleted or moved to another folder. Now, in order to use the construct these rules, you want to make sure that certain graphics that I'm going to discuss here are defined in your set files. The set files distributed by GW Micro did not happen to have these defined. Maybe they will in the files that they're going to send out with the version 4.21. I don't know. You can make these rules without them, but if you don't define these graphics, you're not going to be sure which rules are enabled or disabled, or which actions are excluded, which I'm going to get to later. So the first thing I'm going to show you is how to set up these graphics.
Inbox Outlook Express. Inbox Outlook Express. 3 view. Folders. Inbox. 5-1-5 step 3.
Okay, we'll go to the tools.
P. S equals send.
And rules.
R equals message rules pull down. M equals mail.
Mail.
3 view folders. Inbox 1-5.
We're going to go ahead and just tab through here. You can see what we have.
Button N equals new. Dialog. List view. These rules will be applied to mail messages. Keeper messages 1-4.
I have four messages right now. These are keeper messages. The ones I'm going to keep.
Subject spam 2-4.
Subject spam. Anything with a subject is going to get deleted.
From spam 3-4.
From spam.
Spam size, 4.
And
four.
The last one is spam size, which means that anybody who sends me messages over a certain amount will automatically get deleted, whether they have attachments or not. And I just did this for experimental purposes. I usually don't get that type of mail. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next item here.
Button N equals new, dialogue.
And I'm going to create a new rule.
Space, list view, C equals 1 dot select the conditions for your rule, where the from line contains people 1 of 12. Dialogue, new mail rule, select your conditions.
Now we're going to select the conditions. There are 12 possible conditions you can select. You can select more than one at a time, but if you do, it means they both have to be true. So it gets kind of confusing. So what I've done is I do the subjects in one and the from spam in another one. Anyway, the point is, by default, these conditions are all unchecked. So we'll just move down here.
Where the subject line contains specific words, 2 of 12.
Well, I'll just go through them briefly here. So you have where the from line contains certain items, the subject line, that's a second choice.
Where the message body contains specific words, 3 of 12.
Where the message body contains specific words, if you are offended by certain words or phrases, you can put them in this item and do whatever you want to with the message.
Where the line contains people, 4 of 12.
Where the two line contains people.
Where the CC line contains people, 5 of 12.
The carbon copy line.
Where the two or CC line contains people, 6 of 12.
Where the two or CC line contains people.
Where the message is marked as priority, 7 of 12.
Where the message is marked as priority. I've noticed that a lot of spam is marked with high priority, and that's a pretty good indication that it may not be worth reading, but not always.
Where the message is from the specified account, 8 of 12.
Where the message is from the specified account, sometimes during a mail read, if you read from more than one account, for example, if you have a Yahoo account, you can direct your Yahoo mail from Yahoo to go one place, and your mail from, let's say, your MindSpring account to go somewhere else. This is assuming that you have, you know, one single identity. You can get your mail from more than one account during one session if you want, under a single identity.
Where the message size is more than size 9 of 12.
Where the message size is more than size. And when you activate this one, you get a combo box, and you have to use up and down arrows to increment the number of kilobytes.
Where the message has an attachment, 10 of 12.
Where the message has an attachment, you can instruct Outlook Express to do anything you want with attachments, either delete them or put them in a special folder.
Where the message is secure, 11 of 12.
Where the message is secure, I assume that means if it's encrypted in some manner, Outlook is able to encrypt messages. I really haven't played with that.
For all messages, 12 of 12.
And for all messages. So I'm going to go back here to the subject.
Where the from line contains people, where the subject line contains specific words, 2 of 12.
So as I said earlier, by default, the all these conditions are not checked. None of them have been selected. So, as you can tell, that's not labeled. So I'm going to label that graphic, which is just to the left of the subject, as unchecked. So the way to do that in WindowEyes is insert plus to route the mouse pointer to the list box.
Pointer out at the list view.
List view. And then do a left arrow on the numpad to get it on the graphic.
Graphic.
And then do a control shift E to start the edit the graphic.
Edit box P equals speech. Dialog enter graphic list.
And I'll put unchecked.
U N C H E C K E D.
And I'll shift tab.
Button cancel. Button OK. Space. List view. C equals 1 dot select the conditions for your rule.
And now let's check that out here.
Unchecked. Where the message body contains specific words. 3 of 12. Unchecked. Where the subject line contains specific words. 2 of 12.
So that's unchecked. I'll go ahead and hit the space bar.
Space. Where the subject line contains specific words. 2 of 12. Unchecked. Where the message body. Where the subject line. Unchecked. Where the from. Where the subject line contains.
And you can hear that both above and below the subject line, the items are still unchecked, so subject line is going to be is the one that's checked. So I'm going to route the mouse pointer to that same list view again.
Pointer routed to list view. Graphic.
And I'll put the thing on the graphic with the left arrow, and then do another Control Shift E.
Edit box. T equals speech.
And I'll type in checked.
C H E C K E D. Button cancel. Button OK. Space. List view. C equals 1. Dot select the conditions for your rule. Check where the subject line contains specific words 2 of 12. Uncheck where the message body contains specific words 3 of 12.
Okay, and we can go ahead and I'll just show you that it is possible to check more than one of these conditions if you want.
Space. Check where the message body contains specific words 3 of 12. Check where the subject line contains specific words 2 of 12. Uncheck where the from line contains people 1 of 12. Check where the sub. Check where the message body contains. Unchecked. Where the line contains people. 4 of 12. Checked. Where the message space. Unchecked. Where the message body contains specific words. 3 of 12.
So the subject is the one that's checked right now. We'll go ahead and press our tab or tab key.
List view. That equals 2. Dot select the actions for your rule. Unchecked. Move it to the specified fourth.
Okay. You get the same type of check boxes. Here you're offered a selection of actions, 12 different things you can do to the messages that meet this criteria. And what we want to do is, since in my opinion these messages aren't worth keeping or even downloading, I'm just going to delete them from the server. So we can go through all these here and briefly talk about them.
Object. Move it to the specified folder 1 of 12.
That's pretty self-explanatory. You can move it to a specified folder. The folder does have to exist, and we'll get to that later. You can create the folder at the same time you are making the rule. There's no problem with that. So that's the first one.
Uncheck copy it to the specified folder 2 of 12.
Copy to the specified folder. I assume that means it'll stay in your inbox, but there'll be another copy somewhere else.
Uncheck. Delete it. 3 of 12.
Delete it. That means it'll be put in your delete folder. And depending on how you have instructed Outlook Express to behave when you exit, it may or may not stay in your delete folder. It may go away.
Unchecked. Forward it to people. 4 of 12.
Forward it to people. Well, you'd probably want to be kind of careful with that because I personally don't like a lot of forwarded mail, so I'm not sure. I guess you could use that in some kind of distribution list or something.
Unchecked. Highlight it with color. 5 of 12.
Highlight it with color. That doesn't do me any good.
Unchecked. Flag it. 6 of 12.
Flag it. You can flag messages to selectively delete or selectively move them. I haven't really done much with flagging messages, but maybe I will one day.
Unchecked. Mark it as red. 7 of 12.
Mark it as red. You can do that.
Unchecked. Mark the message as watched or ignored. 8 of 12.
Mark it as watched or ignored. I believe that has to do with watching conversations and whether your messages are in threads or not, whether you read them in threads. I really haven't played much with that, but you can do that.
Uncheck reply with message 9 of 12.
Reply with message, I haven't done that.
Uncheck stop processing more rules 10 of 12.
This is kind of an important one. Stop processing more rules if you don't want any messages processed after that rule, then you would check this box.
Unchecked. Do not download it from the server. 11 of 12.
Do not download it from the server. That means that it'll still be on the server, but you won't be able to read it until you decide to download it later.
Unchecked. Delete it from server. 12 of 12.
And delete it from server. So I'm going to go ahead and check that, and this is the last thing we're going to have to do to label graphics. Kind of interesting.
Space. Check delete it from server. 12 of 12.
Delete it from server. That box is now checked, but if we move up now to...
Do not download it from the server. 11 of 12. Stop processing more rule 10. Reply with message 9 of 12.
None of these are checked or unchecked. And that's because they're disabled, so I'm going to go ahead and route the mouse pointer to this list view.
Pointer out at the list view. Graphic.
And I'm going to just call this excluded because it makes sense if a message is going to be deleted from the server... then you're not going to be able to download it or read it or anything else because it's going to be gone. So we'll do, it's on the graphic, we'll do a Control Shift E.
Edit box key equals.
And I'll type it excluded.
E X C L U D E D. Button cancel. Button. OK. Space. List view. That equals 2. Dot select the actions for your rule. Excluded reply with message 9 of 12.
And you can see here...
Excluded, do not download it from the server. Left, check deleted from server 12 of 12.
We can uncheck the that last one.
Space. Uncheck deleted from... Uncheck, do not download it from the... Unchecked. Stop processing more rule. Unchecked. Unchecked. Deleted from server 12 of 12.
And we'll go ahead and check it.
Space. Check deleted from server 12 of 12.
So in order to successfully do this, at least one item, at least one action of the 12 has to be checked. Now, in theory, you can add more actions, but it requires a lot of programming knowledge, which I don't happen to have. I would have liked to add an action that would play a sound if a certain message was received, and there probably is some software that you can purchase that would do that. Although, depending on what you did, you may not know what folder it was in, and you'd have to use a little care using it, but maybe one day I'll learn how to write a different set of actions. At least with Outlook Express, I believe you have to write a DLL in C to do that, but that is possible. So,
excluded. Check deleted from server 12 of 12.
That action item is checked, and so now we're going to tab, and this is the most interesting one.
Read only rich edit D equals 3 dot rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit. Apply this rule after the message arrived.
Now you actually can move the mouse pointer to click on the value to do this, but I found it's much easier to use the keyboard, and the way you do that is just down arrow
where the subject line contains specific words,
and then you press enter.
Edit box. T equals type specific words or a phrase. Unclick add. Dialog type specific words. T equals types.
Okay. Right now we're in an edit box, and if we tab.
List box. W equals words. Where the subject line contains one of one those selected item.
And there's only one item in the list where the subject line contains.
Button. Cancel.
And there's a cancel button.
Edit box. T equals type specific.
And there's an edit. We're back to the original edit box. So I'm going to enter the first subject, which is going to be lose weight.
L-O-S-E space W-E-I-G-H-T.
You can type in anything you want here. It can be a phrase. It can be a word. It doesn't matter. I'm not sure that case matters. I don't think it does. It doesn't seem to. And you'll notice now that since there's something in that edit field,
button A equals add.
There's a new button here, and it's an add button, so I'll go ahead and press that.
Space, list box, W equals words, where the subject line contains one of two no selected item.
And there's two items in the list box now.
Edit box, T equals type specific words.
I'll go back to the edit box, and we'll type in, what's the next one, rent.
R-E-N-T, button A equals add.
And we'll type in, we'll press on the add button.
Space, list box, W equals words, where the subject line contains one of three no selected item.
And we'll do a shift tab.
Edit box, T equals type specific words or a phrase, unclick add. G, I, F, T, button A equals add.
Type in gift.
Space, list box, W equals words, where the subject line contains one of four no select. Edit box, T equals type specific words or a phrase, unclick add.
And we have a make money.
M, A, K, E, space, M, O, N, E, Y, button, A equals add. Space, list box, W equals word, edit box, T equals type specific words or a phrase, unclick add.
And we have a dental plan.
D-E-N-T-A-L space P-L-A-N, button A equals add.
We'll add that.
Space, list box, W equals words, where the subject line contains one of six no selected item.
And we'll add the last one, savings.
S-A-V-I-N-G-S, or get 4 of 6.
Whoops, I forgot to
edit box. T equals type specific.
I was in the list view when I or list box when I did that, so I'll type in savings again here.
S A V I F G S. Button. A equals add. Space. List box W equals words. Or get 407.
And that doorbell, I think, just was saying that I had some mail downstairs, so I'll get that later. So we've added six subjects.
Button. List box. W equals words. Or get 407.
Okay, we're in a list box here that keeps on increasing each time we add another subject. And these are all or. In other words, if the subject has gift or rent or savings or make money or dental plan or rent, it's going to do the specified action, which is to delete it from the server. When Outlook reads a message, it will it interrogates the server first, and it knows the size of the message, who it's from, and the subject. And then when you're you can tell it to delete it rather than even downloading it, and that's what I've done. But you can feel free to make an action, anything you want. If you want to delete it, fine. If it's deleted, it's just going to be in your delete folder, and you can give it one more chance as to whether you want to look at it. Or you can have a junk or spam folder, whatever you want. Anyway, you can arrow up and down on this list box.
4 and 3 of 7. Lose weight. 2 of 7. Where the subject line contains 1 of 7.
That's the original one.
Or gift. 4 of 7. Or make money. 5 of 7. Or dental plan. 6 of 7. Or savings. 7 of 7.
Let me turn this rate down here. I thought I was going to...
Screen rate 4. Screen rate 5. Keyboard. Mouse. All voices down.
Get the rate back down here. Forgot it kind of got up on me.
Or dental plan 6 of 7.
So, you're in this list box, and I'll just go ahead and tab here and show you what else is here.
Button. R equals remove.
We're currently, the dental plan business is highlighted. If you decide later you want to remove it, it's highlighted. You can just press the remove. I'll go ahead and do that.
Space. List box W equals words. Or savings. 6 of 6.
And you can see that the there's only 6 items in this list box, and dental plan is not there anymore.
Button. R equals button. O equals options. Dialog.
This options, it's kind of advanced, but I'll go ahead and go through it.
Space. Radio button. Check C equals message.
The first button is a radio button.
Radio button checked. N equals message does not contain the words below 2 of 2. Radio button. Check C equals message contains the words below 1 of 2.
And that's what was originally checked.
Radio button checked. O equals message matches any one of the words below 2 of 2. Radio button checked. A equals message matches all of the words below 1 of 2. Radio button checked. O equals message matches any one of the words below 2 of 2.
And that's the way we want it. It's or.
List box. R equals rule condition. Where the subject line contains 1 of 6 no selected item.
And now we're back to the same list.
Button. Okay. Button. Cancel space. Dialog type specific words T.
And I didn't want to change to that, so I hit cancel.
Button. R equals remove. Button. O equals options.
Or
dialog.
The options tab.
Button. Okay.
And we can go ahead and press okay now.
Space. Read only rich edit D equals 3 dot rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Apply this rule after the message arrives. Where the subject line contains lose weight or enter gift or make money or savings, delete it from server. Dialog new mail rule. Select your conditions and act. Edit box. N equals 4 dot name of the rule. New mail rule 1.
Okay, that's the default name it gives this rule. So I'm going to call this ACB.
ACB. Underline.
I guess S-U-B.
S-U-B. Underline. S-P-A-M.
A-C-B underbar or S-U-B for subject underbar spam.
Button OK.
And we'll go ahead and press OK to that.
Space. Property sheet. Property sheet message rules. These rules will be applied to mail messages. Spam size at sub spam default button N equals new. Dialog button M equals modify. Dialog button C equals.
Okay, now if we...
button M equals... button N equals new dialog.
We're still on a new button. Let's go back here to do another shift tab.
List view. These rules will be applied to mail. Checked. Act sub spam. 5 of 5.
And you can see that's the rule we just put in.
Checked. Spam size. 4 of 5.
These are all my rules.
Checked. From spam. 3 of 5. Check subject spam. 2 of 5. Check keeper messages. 1 of 5.
Okay, you'll notice that you can either enable or disable, either check or have these rules unchecked. In other words, if you want to temporarily disable one of these, one or all of these rules, you can. And for example,
check subject spam 2 of 5.
If I want to disable that,
space, uncheck subject spam 2 of 5. Checked. Uncheck subject, checked. Uncheck subject, space. Check subject spam 2
now
of 5.
Now it's back enabled again. And these, like I say, these rules are in a certain order, and you'll notice at the top of the list,
checked, keeper messages, 1 of 5.
Keeper messages, because you want that rule to be applied first. And the ACB one that I just did is last. So you might want to know how to change the order in which these rules are processed. And the way you do that is you highlight the rule you want to change. So I'll go down here.
Check that substam 505.
That's that one.
Button. N equals new. Dot. Button. M equals modify. Dialog.
That's if you you would check the modify, or you would press that button if you want to add more subjects, or otherwise modify that rule. We don't want to do that right now, but...
Button C equals copy.
The next button is copy. I'll just go ahead and demonstrate that. You can press that button.
Space.
And what that does is it makes a copy of the rule. Since it's a little bit tedious to make these rules, if you want to make another rule that's almost like a previous one, you can make a copy of it. So if we go back to the list of rules...
Button. M equals modify. Button N equals new. List view these rules will be applied to make checked. Act sub spam. 506.
Okay, that's the last one we did.
Check copy of act sub spam 606.
And that's the copy. And that's enabled by default. So we can go ahead and remove that if we... since that's the one that's highlighted now, we don't really want to keep that.
Button M equals button C equals button R equals remove.
And we can press that button.
Space. Button Y equals yes. Dialog Outlook Express, are you sure you want to remove the rule name copy of act sub spam? Default button Y equals yes. Y. Button R equals remove.
Okay, and then we're offered another chance to remove the last one I did, which I don't want to do right now, so I'm going to go back to that rule.
Button. Button. M equals not. Button N equals. List view these rules will be applied. Checked. Spam size 405. Check back sub spam 505.
Okay, you'll notice that the buttons or the rules are in the same order. You wouldn't expect that to change. But let's say you wanted the ACV sub spam rule to be processed first. And you want to know how to do that. And the way you do that is you keep on tabbing in this dialog box here.
Button. N equals. Button. M equals mod. Button C equals copy. Button R equals remove. Button. A equals apply now. Dialog. Button. U equals move up.
We're at the move up button. And that's what this is for. In other words, if I press the button on right now, the up button.
Space.
I can go back and look at the list of rules.
Button. Button. M equals button N equals list view these rules will be checked from spam 3 of 5 checked act sub spam 4 of 5 check spam size 5 of 5.
So it's above the spam size rule.
Checked act sub spam 4 of 5.
So I can go ahead and move that all the way up to the top if I want.
Button button C button R equals button A equals button U equals move up space.
And that move button is still there. You can tell that by
button. Button U equals move up, space.
It's still there.
Button A, button. U equals move up, space. Button. Button. Button D equals move down. Button A equals apply now. Dialog.
Now you've noticed the move up button has disappeared because it's up as high as it can be. So if we go back to the list of rules here.
Button M equals mod. Button N equals list view these rules will check. From spam. 4 of 5. Check spam size 5 of 5.
Okay.
Checked from spam 4 of 5. Checked. Subject spam. Checked. Keeper message. Checked at sub spam 1 of 5.
And that rule is now takes precedence. It's the first rule that's going to get processed. So I'm going to go ahead and move that back down to the bottom. And the same thing happens.
Button OK.
Oops.
Button. M. Button. Button. R equals remove. Button A. Button D equals move down.
And that's the only one of these two buttons that are enabled now.
Space. 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 Read only rich edit L equals button. U equals move up. Read only rich edit.
Okay, now if we go back and look, I just pressed the space bar several times to move that message back down, and then finally that button became disappeared again.
Button. R equals remove. Button C equals cop. Button M equals modify. Button N equals new. List view these rules will be applied to mail messages. Check act sub spam 5 of 5. Checked. Spam size. 4 of 5.
And then it's back where it needs to be.
Button M button. C equals copy. Button R equals remove. Button. A equals apply now. Dialog.
I didn't talk about the apply button. What this enables you to do is apply these rules to messages you've already downloaded. In fact, we'll take a look at the
Multi-selection. List box R equals 1 dot select rules to apply dialog apply mail rules now R equals 1 dot select rules to apply block sender keeper messages subject spam from spam spam size at sub spam button A equals select all button F button A equals select all.
And you can select or deselect any one of these rules. In fact, your block sender, it's really not, it doesn't show up when you make a rule, but they are considering it a rule for this
button
here.
N equals select not read only rich edit read only button V equals browse button P equals apply not button close. Multi-select button close space property sheet proper.
One of the problems is if you have selected to delete it from the server and you try to apply it, it's possible that you won't notice any changes because none of the rules apply because it's not even looking at the server. But if you do things like move messages to another folder, whatever, then you can use the apply button to do that on existing messages.
Button. U equals move up.
And so we went through the move down and move up buttons.
Button D equals move down. Read only. Rich edit. L equals rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit. Tab control. Mail. Button OK.
Back to the OK button.
Space. Inbox Outlook Express. 3 view. Folders. Inbox 5 1 5 step 3.
The next thing I'll do is show you how to create a from rule. This is almost identical to the subject, except the conditions are different, and of course there's different material. But the same idea applies. So we're still in Outlook Express. I'll go to the Tools menu.
E, S equals send, and receive pull down. R equals message rules pull down. M equals mail, dialog. 3 view folders. Inbox 1 of 5 step 3. Button. N equals new, dialog.
We're going to create a new rule.
Space. List view. C equals 1 dot select the conditions for your rule.
We're going to select the conditions for the rule.
Unchecked. Where the subject line contains specific. Unchecked where the from line contains people 1 of 12. Space. Check where the from line contains people 1 of 12.
Where the from line contains people, that's correct, so we'll continue to tab here.
List view A equals 2 dot select the actions for your rule. Uncheck move it to the specified folder 1 of 12.
So we'll go to the end here.
End of list. Uncheck delete it from server 12 of 12. Space. Check delete it from server 12 of 12.
Okay, that's set. Now we need to go in the third step here.
Read only. Rich edit. D equals 3 dot rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Apply this rule after the message arrives where the from line contains people deleted from server.
Okay, we'll do a down arrow.
Where the from line contains people.
And then we'll do a enter.
Edit box. T equals type one name at a time and click add or select people from the address book. Dialog select people type one.
Now I've written down a few things that I have here. It's not my complete list. One thing you don't want to read in the from line is the word offer. So I'm going to type in offer.
O-F-F-E-R. Button A equals add, space, list box, P equals people, where the from line can...
Okay, and then the next...
Edit box T.
We'll do a shift tab because we're put back on the list box again. I'm going to type in jokes.
J-O-K-E-S. Button A equals add, space, list box, P. Edit box. T equals type one name at a time and click add or select people from the address book.
The next thing I'll type in is Omaha.
O M A H A. Button. That equals add.
Which is probably not good if you're from Nebraska, but Omaha Steakhouse, or it's not a steakhouse, but it's a place that you can get mail order steaks from. Actually, they're pretty good. They're a little bit expensive. They're aged beef. But they have the nasty habit of sending junk mail, even though I've never mail-ordered anything from them on the internet. Actually, it's kind of interesting because when you get these steaks, they're frozen in a styrofoam cooler, and they come with some dry ice that hopefully is some left by the time you get it. And dry ice is fun to play with. You can put it in water, listen to it bubble, but you don't want to hang on to it, otherwise you'll burn your hands. Anyway.
List box T. Button A equals add.
We'll press the add box on that, add button.
Space. List box. P equals people.
Then another from line I don't personally care for.
Edit box.
Is classmates. For some reason I'm on a list to get in touch with my classmates. Well, I already belong to a list that does that, and I don't certainly don't need any nonsense junk mail to tell me about it. So I'm going to type in classmates.
CLASMATES. Button. That equals add. Space. List box. C equals people. Where the line contains one of five no selected items.
Collectibles.
Edit box T equals type one name at a time. C O L L E C T A B L E S. Button A equals add. Space. List box. P equals people. Where the from line contains one of six.
And the next thing I want to type in is earn more.
Edit box T equals type E A R N space M O R E. Button. That equals add. Space. List box. P equals people. Where the from line contains.
And the next thing.
Edit box T.
Is one of my favorites. I'm sure it'll be yours too. It's called refinance.
R E F I N A N C E. Button. That equals add. Space. List box. P equals people. Where the from line contains one of eight no selected item.
And the next thing I'm going to type in, I got a couple, three more here.
Edit box T equals type.
Is a company called Zetel.
Z dash T E L.
And they're a phone company that offers a complete package. You can get long distance, local calls, voicemail, blah, 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 for $49.95 a month, but then it goes on to talk about other taxes and charges may apply. And it may be a wonderful company, but the problem is I didn't ask for their mail and I don't want their mail. I'll call them rather than they call me, so they're on my list. Let's put it that way.
Button A equals add, space, list box, P equals P, edit box T equals type one name at a time and click add, or select people from the address book.
Last one. Another one of my favorites is called pre-qualified. I don't want to pre-qualify for anything, so I'm going to add it here.
P-R-E space Q-U-A-L-I-F-I-E-D.
I think I spelled it right.
Button 8. Edit box T equals type one name at a time and click add, or select people from the address book. Pre-qualified. Button. That equals add. Space. List box. P equals people. Where the from line contains one of 10 no selected item.
So I have actually 10 items in my from line. We can just briefly go through the list box here.
Where the from line contains one of offer 2 of 10, or jokes 3 of 10, or Omaha 4 of 10, or classmates 5 of 10, or collectible 6 of 10, or earn more 7 of 10, or refinance 8 of 10, or Zetel 9 of 10, or pre-qualified 10 of 10. Button B equals address book. Button R equals remove. Button. O equals options, button, OK, space, read only, rich edit box, N equals 4 dot name of the rule, new mail rule 1.
And that's the default name, I'm going to just call it
ACB, underline, FROM, underline, SPAM, button OK, space, property sheet message rules, these rules will be applied, list view, these rules will be applied to mail message, button cancel, button OK, space, inbox Outlook Express. Preview. Four.
And now we're back to the inbox again. Apparently I did forget to save my dictionary, graphics dictionary, so I better go ahead and do that. The way you do that is in WindowEyes, do control backslash to bring WindowEyes into the foreground.
WindowEyes act.
And do file menu.
O equals open pull down. C equals S equals save pull down.
Save.
S equals set file. A equals C. E equals exception. X equals all except. G equals graphic dictionary.
And that saved the graphics dictionary.
Start menu. Inbox Outlook Express.
Go back into Outlook Express. As I said, I already have 4 message rules defined, and I didn't want to delete them, because there's no easy way of importing or exporting, for that matter, message rules in Outlook Express. You can do it, but it involves exporting the Outlook Express keys using regedit. And this might be worth doing if you want to make a backup that you can restore, if you want to restore your operating parameters to Outlook Express. And maybe I'll do that, because exporting stuff from the registry is not such a big deal. It's only when you import you can really do some damage if it's been edited and you're not careful. So that's much more advanced than I'm going to talk about, but it is possible, and if you are interested in that sort of thing, you can go on the Google search engine and type in the proper search phrase, and you'll come across articles about how to do that. Well, the last thing I'll show you how to do today is save messages to a different folder depending on the to line. You can use this method to save all messages from the ACB-L list to an ACB folder, which is good if you get a lot of messages. These messages can be put in the folder so they're all in one place and they won't be mixed in with your other messages. This is a good list for that because it's a very high volume list and there's always going to be things in that folder. So we're back in Outlook Express. We'll go into the Tools menu again.
T, F equals file. Alt T equals tools. Z, B, D equals R equals message rules pull down. M equals mail. Dot. List view. No selected item. List view. These rules will be applied. Button N equals new. Dialog.
And we'll click on new.
Space. List view. C equals 1. Dot. Select the conditions for your rule. Uncheck.
And we'll find the proper condition here.
Uncheck where the subject. Uncheck where the message. Unchecked. Where the line contains people.
Where the to line contains people. And we'll go ahead and check that box in spacebar.
Space. Check where the line contains people 4 of 12. List view A equals 2. Dot. Select the actions for your rule. Uncheck move it to the specified folder 1 of 12.
And we're going to go ahead and check that.
Space. Check move it to the specified folder 1 of 12.
And that's all we need to do there.
Read only. Bridge edit D equals 3. Dot. Rule.
Now, this is a kind of interesting message because the third step here, the system needs to know two things in order to fulfill this rule. It needs to know which folder to move the message to, and it also needs to know what the content of the to line has to be. So we're in the third step here, and the way you do this is you do a down arrow.
Where the line contains people.
We'll press enter on that.
Dialog select people. Type one name at a time and click add, or select people from the address book.
And we're in the standard place here, the edit field. Now you can put anything that will distinguish the message from anything else. When you're in a message, you may not have known this, you can always hit Alt-Enter, and that will put you in a property tab. There's a general and a detailed tab that you can go to. If you go to the detailed tab, you can arrow up and down through the message and actually see the header of the message as it's coming across, or as it came across. So when you do that, you'll find that the to line is going to always have an ACB-L in it. Now, when they ask for something to put in the edit field, you can put anything you want here as long as it's unique to the ACB-L list. You can put ACB-L, that's all you need to put, or you could even put CB-L. It's really doing a substring search to do the match here. But I'll go ahead and put ACB-L.
A, C, B, dash, L. Button A equals add, space, list box, P equals people. Where the line contains one of two no selected item.
And,
button B equals F, button, O equals option, button, OK, space. Dialog new mail rule select your conditions and actions first, then specify, edit box N equals 4. Dot name of the rule, read only, bridge edit, D equals 3. Dot rule description, click on an underlined value.
We'll go ahead and do another down arrow.
Where the line contains F, move it to the specified folder.
And we'll press enter on that, because that's the second thing that we have to fill in.
Preview. Move the item S to the selected folder. Dialog. Move the item S to the selected folder. Default button. OK. Disabled Outlook Express local folders. Button. Preview. Move the local folders. Closed. Local folders closed. 1 of 1.
We can see what we have in these in this folder here by expanding the local folder.
Local folders expanded. 5 items. 1 of 1.
And we'll go through these items.
Inbox. 1 of 5. Outbox. Sent items. Deleted items. Drafts closed. 5 of 5.
And, so we have these folders. I'll go ahead and go back to the local folder.
Delete, send, outbox, inbox, local folders expanded, 5 items, local folders closed, 1 of 1.
And close it. If you don't do that, apparently the it's going to put a subfolder in whatever folder's highlighted. So I really don't want to do that. I want to make it at the same level as the inbox. Anyway, I'll go ahead and tab over to new.
Button cancel. Button end equals new folder. Space. Edit box. F equals folder name dialog. New folder default button OK.
And I'll type in ACB.
ACB. Button OK. Space. Dialog. Move the items to the selected folder. Button OK. Outlook Express local folders. Inbox outbox. Send items. Deleted items. Draft sack. Button cancel. Default button N equals new folder. Button N equals new folder.
And that's what I want.
Preview. Move the item. Button OK.
So I'll go ahead and press OK.
Space. Dialog. New mail rule. Select your conditions and actions first. Then specify the values in the edit box. N equals 4. Dot name of the rule. New mail rule 1.
I'll call it ACB underbar mail.
ACB. Underline M-A-I-L. Button. OK. Space. Property sheet. Property sheet message rules. Mail rules. News rules. Block senders. These rules will be applied. Button. M equals modif. Button. C equals. Button. R equals. Button. A equals apply. Button. U equals. Read only. Reject. Tab. Cont. Button. OK. Space. Inbox Outlook Express. List view. No selected item.
And we're back to the normal Outlook Express. Well, the last thing I want to show you is what happens if you should delete the ACB folder. It's kind of interesting.
List view, contacts, preview, folders, send items 3 of 6, step 3.
And we're in Outlook Express again. We'll go ahead and...
deleted items 4 of 6, drafts 5 of 6, act 6 of 6.
We're highlighting the ACB folder. Now, I'll go ahead and do a shift delete on it, which is going to delete it and not put it anywhere, so I'll go ahead and do that.
Act 6 of 6. Button N equals no dialog. Outlook Express. Are you sure you want to permanently delete the selected folders? Blank. This action cannot be undone. Button Y equals yes. Default button N equals no. Y. 3 view. Folders. Local folders expanded 5 items 1. Of 1 depth 2.
Okay, now that folder happens to be gone. So what we'll do now is go into the tools menu.
T. Alt F equals file. R. R equals mess. 3 view. Local folders
rules.
Expanded.
And now,
Button N list view. These rules will be applied to mail messages. Check keeper messages 1 of 7.
There are 7 rules, which there should be. Let's go down to the bottom one.
Check back from spam 6 of 7. At mail 7 of 7.
You'll notice that that message is not checked. And there's a reason for that. I'll go ahead and try to enable that message again, and you can watch what happens.
Space. At mail 7 of 7. Dialog. Outlook Express, you cannot enable a rule. That is an error. Please fix the rule before you try to enable it again. Default button OK. Button OK. Property sheet. Property sheet.
And the reason that rule is an error is because that folder has been deleted. So it's not going to allow you to enable that rule. So the only way to fix that rule would be either to delete it and do it again, or else we could add the ACB folder back. Well, that's about the end of my report on Outlook Express message rules. If you have any questions, my email address is nhkl@mindspring.com. This has been Randy Fermenti for Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.